Hi, and welcome to Season 2 of the Triathlon Mental Performance Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Neil Edge. If you're new to this podcast, please feel free to listen to previous episodes of the show. On this new season, every other episode, I'll be talking to both pro triathletes and other high-level athletes from endurance sports to share about how they've overcome mental challenges in training, in addition to tips that they've received about racing faster. I also want to share a small but meaningful way that you can support the time and effort that goes into creating these episodes. If you find the information that I share on this podcast helpful and you'd like to show your appreciation, I'd invite you to consider supporting me through my Buy Me Coffee page. I'll note the link in the show notes. For those of you that use Facebook, I have a group where I share daily triathlon mental performance tips and you're welcome to join. It's called Triathlon Mindset, and I'll post a link and each of the episodes' show notes. For those who use Instagram, feel free to connect with me at triathlon_mental_performance. Also via my website at neiledge.com. That's NEILEDGE.com. Please feel free to also write a short review on your podcast platform. I hope you enjoy the episodes. Have a wonderful day. Now, on this episode of the Triathlon Mental Performance Podcast, I talk about tapering your mind, preparation strategies for the final 4 weeks before race day. We all know what it's like. We've all been there. The final 4 weeks before race day, pre-race nerves going through the roof. Now, yes, I understand that pre-race nerves can have a positive connotation, but for many, they're negative. Our brain is naturally programmed to focus on negative thoughts. The technical term is called negative bias. And so we want to ensure during those 4 weeks that we feel calm, that we feel relaxed, and that we feel focused and ready to go for race day. And at the end of this podcast episode, I'll talk about two programs that you can access, which will certainly help with that to ensure that you're calm, relaxed, and focused. And given this time of year, it's relevant. Most of you have races coming up, and so this really is an important episode. And during it, I talk about three tools that you can use to ensure that you are calm, relaxed, and focused. And focus really is an important element in this equation. So the first tool I'd like to talk about is strategic mental rest. Pretty much does what it says on the tin, really. You understand what that means. Now, to really understand strategic mental rest, I need to talk to you about the term that's known as cognitive load. For those of you in my Facebook group, Triathlon Mindset, you will have heard me talking about this. Cognitive load is simply your brain's processing power. So if you think of it in a different way, think about your computer or your MacBook, adding 1,000 files to it and expecting it to work just as fast. It's obviously not going to happen. Your brain's exactly the same. For many of you, your cognitive load is very high, and that is due to a multitude of things, such as you'll be working on a project and all of a sudden a colleague comes over and starts talking to you, or a notification goes off on your phone, Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn. And so whilst you're trying to focus on what you're doing, all of a sudden these additional resources require your attention. That is simply increasing your cognitive load. We as human beings generally are not mindful, and we really need to become mindful, to be mindful of what we're doing right now. A multitude of people will say, they have this incredible ability to multitask. Now, the reality is that nobody can multitask. We can simply flick through different tasks very quickly, but we can't multitask. So, increase your cognitive load, but how does that impact you as an athlete? Higher cognitive load equates to a higher RPE, so rate of perceived exertion or effort. Now, obviously for us as triathletes, in terms of racing, that's obviously going to be negative. So what we want to do in all aspects is we want to reduce that cognitive load. We want to delete those files that we've just put onto the computer or the laptop so that our brain's processing power is much faster. Now, during taper week, a higher cognitive load means a decreased ability to focus. And obviously, we need to stay calm, we need to stay relaxed, and we need to stay focused. We need to focus on what we're doing right now. Thinking about race day on a Monday, you've got race day on Saturday or Sunday, really isn't going to make it you feel any better. It's just going to make you feel much, much worse. And ultimately, you can't control what happens on race day. Yes, you can influence it by, you know, making sure you've got all your kits prepared early and a multitude of other things you can do early. But ultimately, you're not going to be able to influence the fatigue that you're under on the Saturday or Sunday. So strategic mental rest really is important to sharpen your focus and ensure that you feel much, much calmer. Now, that might be as simple as preparing a mental reset, as I call it. So a couple of times during your day leading up to race day, so maybe on a Monday, you'll have a session where you focus on box breathing, for example. Box breathing is simply breathing in for 4 seconds, hold for 4 seconds, out for 4 seconds, and hold for 4 seconds. Do that for 2 to 3 minutes, and you will feel much calmer. I've gone into more detail about that in previous episodes. And you'll do the same in the afternoon. So that's one of the elements that I recommend all athletes do, especially in that last 4 weeks where you notice your pre-race nerves are a little bit higher, is planning during your day to focus on your breath. Now, it might be box breathing. It might be as simple as counting to 100, but very, very slowly. But you plan that as part of your day. It's a simple mental reset. And what it ensures is that you focus on what you're doing right now and not those thoughts that are focused on race day and what's going to happen and that what if this happens or what if that happens. So something as simple as planning a mental reset really will help to ensure that you stay calm. Also, things like just focusing on what you're doing right now, turning off notifications on your phone, becoming much more mindful. When you're eating, focusing on what you're eating, not on the conversation with your partner or focus on the TV. We all need to become more mindful. That will reduce cognitive load and ultimately your rate of perceived exertion and effort. The second thing is visualization, mental rehearsal. Visualization is a wonderful, wonderful tool that's been around for years and is very well researched. Credible studies focused on visualization and its importance. Now, you may have heard the term visualization. If we can visualize it, our brain doesn't know the difference between a situation which is real and a situation which is not. So in simple terms, if we're able to follow a very simple visualization script, of which if you contact me via my email address, neil@neiledge.com, I'll be happy to send the visualization script to you, different parts of your race day preparation and your race day. It's super, super important. So if we're able to follow that, we're able to process it in our mind. When we get to race day, our brain's familiar with it. It's been there and done it already. So it's that believe, conceive, and achieve. So visualization really is very, very important. Now, not just a general visualization where you think about your race. I recommend with all of the athletes that I work with as a triathlon mental performance coach is that you break your visualization down into different parts. So you break it down into arriving at race day to rack your bike. You have a separate visualization for your transitions, then a separate visualization for the swim, for the bike, and then the run. And there are more visualizations for preparing for the unexpected. So that might be a flat. It might be another kind of mechanical problem with the chain. So having visualizations in place there, the brain's been there as far as it's concerned. It's been there. And we've gone through that process before. It knows exactly what to do. And all it means is that you respond to that situation calmly and effectively. The brain's already been there and done it before. And so you're able to jump off your bike, fix the flat, calm, relaxed, and ready to go. So visualization, like I say, if it's a Sunday race for arriving at the race day village and all the drama that's going to happen there and everything goes on race day village, racking your bike, and then your transitions, your swim, your bike, and your run. And like I say, if you'd like to send me an email, I'll be happy to send you the scripts that I use with my athletes, which will just make it that much more effective. Now, the final point is emotional regulation. You know what it's like. It's managing your nerves leading up to race day, and that there are a multitude of factors involved in that. You know, simple as you may have nervous friends that are constantly talking about the challenges that they're going to face, or how hard the bike course is, or how cold the water is going to be. That will have an effect on you. Other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions really do have an effect on us. As a classic example, just walk down the street, you see somebody that's very, very angry. No idea why they're angry, but automatically your brain back into that fight, flight, or freeze mode. What's happening? What are they about to do? So for many of you, you might cross the road or you'll avoid the situation, and it can have an impact on you. And it's really important that we manage that. I always recommend with all of my athletes that if you're racing on the Sunday, rack your bike as early as you possibly can on the Saturday so that you're able to get out of the race village, because there are people there that are very, very excited, that are happy, that are ready to go. You've also got people that look like serial killers, either nervous or focused. But your brain, your mind, and your body will react to the other people's thoughts, feelings, and emotions. So it's really very important that you think about that, you consider it. We want to ensure that we get everything right on race day. And we don't want to allow our thoughts, feelings, and emotions to have a negative impact on us. We want our brain, our mind, and our body to work for us and not against us. And so managing that excitement, you know, not becoming overexcited, it works both ways. You know, it's great, you're looking forward to race day, but we get too carried away sometimes. And so it's super important that you're able to manage your pre-race nerves. Now, as a classic one, Facebook groups. For those of you in the US that do Ironman Maryland, we all know about the jellyfish. You all know that that Facebook group goes absolutely ballistic about 4 or 5 months out, where people talk about jellyfish. Now, you may not be bothered about jellyfish, but all of a sudden now you're reading all of these posts about previous people getting stung and what happens, and your brain, your mind, and your body is processing that negatively for many of you, and that will have an impact. So I always recommend, unless you need it for logistical purposes, leaving those Facebook groups 3 to 4 weeks out. If you're in my Facebook group, it's a very different story, obviously, because we talk about mental tools and strategies to ensure that you feel calm and that you feel relaxed on race day. But the aim is that you arrive at race day feeling calm, relaxed, focused, and ready to go. Now, as I mentioned earlier, I have two programs that I've taken many, many athletes through called 4 weeks to race day. The first one is working directly with me online, and I take you through a specific structured process to ensure that you arrive at race day feeling calm, relaxed, and focused. I'll also provide you with a number of mental tools to ensure that you race faster and harder on race day. Like I say, it's a four-week structured program, 4 times 1 hour calls. I provide you with unlimited support throughout that and also after that too. That's been wonderful feedback for many athletes who've taken that and that have had one of the best races they've ever had. I'm also just in the process of creating an online version of this. Some athletes maybe don't have the budget, which is totally normal, but would like to understand the process to ensure that you do feel calm, relaxed, focused. So I've just created a one-hour video PowerPoint presentation, of which has been put on my website as we speak, the website being at neiledge.com, so www.neiledge.com. And that program will be on by close of business today. So by the end of the day, you'll be able to see that. There's a short trailer video, and you can see it. And if that resonates with you, then you'll be able to click on that. And it's a one-hour video PowerPoint. You'll have my email address for unlimited support as well. So that's something that you're interested in. That will be online today. And there's also the program, the Working With Me Directly. You're able to contact me there as well. For those of you not in my Facebook group, Triathlon Mindset, terrible behavior. but if you're not there already and you'd like to join, I'll put a link in the show notes, and you're ready to, you're more than welcome, sorry, to join that group as well. There's over 1,600 triathletes in there. I provide mental tools and strategies to help to ensure that you feel calm, feel relaxed, you overcome specific challenges, mental blocks, fear of riding down hill fast, and amongst others, and also tools and strategies to help you to race much faster than you ever believed possible. I work with first-time age groupers all the way through to professional triathletes, so yeah, you're more than welcome to join that. You can also find me on Instagram at triathlon_mental_. So if you have any questions with that, I'll put my email address in the show notes. You're more than welcome to contact me. Not only is this my job, it's also a passion, and I'm more than happy to answer any questions that you have about this episode or about any other episode. So hope you find that useful. Have a wonderful day, and I look forward to recording the next one next week. Thank you for listening to today's episode. I hope that you found that useful. It will really help the show if you can click that follow button on your favorite podcast platform, and also leave a review. Really will help. You're also welcome to join my private Facebook group, as mentioned, Triathlon Mindset. And so if you search Facebook for Triathlon Mindset, and I'll be happy to accept you into the group. But once again, thank you very much for listening.